on today's show. Tesla says it'll start making the Model 3 in July. Carlos Ghosn gives up one job as he takes on another. And a few of the launch secrets that make the Dodge Demon the ultimate drag car. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Tesla reported its earnings for the last year, and the numbers will give plenty of ammunition to the company's supporters and its critics. Tesla sold nearly 77,000 cars last year and brought in $6.3 billion in revenue. That was up 70%. You know, as long as that top line keeps growing so fast, the investment community is going to love Tesla stock. Critics will point out that the company posted both an operating loss and a net loss, but those losses are shrinking. They will also point out that the company's liabilities have exploded. Last year, it had net liabilities of $4 billion. This year, it's over $10 billion. Even so, the stock market loves what it sees. Tesla stock is up nearly $100 a share compared to this time a year ago. Tesla also said that job one of the Model 3 will be in July and that it will hit line speed by September. If it achieves that goal, it's going to shut up a lot of critics who predicted that production would be delayed into 2018. Tesla also forecasts that sales of the Model S and Model X will be up 61% and 71% respectively in this quarter. And again, that's the kind of growth that supporters of the company love to see. Speaking of car sales, some say that the American market has hit a plateau, but Ward's is forecasting another near record this month. It says sales will hit 1.34 million light vehicles, and that would be a 16-year high for the month. It also represents a SAAR of 17.7 million, and that's better than last year's 17.6. Record high inventory levels at the end of January and continued strong production are the factors that Ward's is focusing on. But there is no question the growth in the market is softening, and some automakers are cutting production and increasing incentives to keep their inventory at reasonable levels. We'll be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by Yan Feng, experience in motion.
Electric cars only make up a small fraction of the overall market, and there's a lot of debate as to when they'll really catch on. Some think it might be within the next 5 years. Others say it's going to be longer than that. On the most recent Autoline this week, we were joined by Alexander Mankowski, a futurist at Mercedes-Benz. And he believes it's not going to be the technology that holds back sales of electric cars. Instead, well, here's what he had to say.
This view is too narrow in a way. Yeah, because culture, huh? People and culture and infrastructure and what is electricity. There are many people, if it's raining, they wouldn't touch a 400-volt cable to charge the car. If you look at people today, yeah, today they're making advertisement or e-mobility and something. And what you're doing, they're standing there. Yeah, they're fueling the car with electricity. Yeah, this is totally crazy. So you see, I guess if the people, I would say 10 to 15 years will it take until the people are able to find that naturally and to find that, this is like a gasoline. Yeah, gasoline is explosive, but nobody has.
When you fuel a gasoline car, you're effectively holding a potential flamethrower.
Yeah, that's true, but the people are accustomed to that. So, Futurist means you get to have a sense of, to develop a sense of time. Yeah. Sense of time is technology, one thing. Sense of time, culture, people, that's much stronger. Yeah. Because we are not fast. So if you have a mass, tipping point means the masses will do that, yeah, and the masses will do that, I would say, in the earliest in 15 years.
And as always, you can watch that entire show on our website, autoline.tv, or look for it on our YouTube channel. And hey, you're not going to want to miss this afternoon's Autoline After Hours. Our special guest is Bill Warner, the photographer, writer, and race car driver who also founded the Amelia Island Concours. He'll be in the studio today to talk about this year's concours, as well as a book he just wrote about classic cars in Cuba. If you would like to submit questions to Bill, send them to viewermail@autoline.tv, or you can find us on Twitter. Then join Gary and me at 3 p.m. Eastern Time live on autoline.tv for some of the best insider discussions in the business. Coming up next, a look at more shocking details about the new Dodge Demon.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Dodge just released another one of those videos promoting the Demon, a street-legal car developed exclusively for the drag strip. This one is all about achieving the perfect weight balance in launching the car off the line. So, when you put it in drag mode, the front shocks go to their softest setting while the rear shocks go full firm. But if you have to back out of the throttle fast for any reason, the front shocks will go firm and the electronic stability control stays on so that you can maintain control of the car and not hit the wall. Putting the car in drag mode also disables the air conditioning and traction control. Yet, to ensure the car gets maximum thrust forward, it uses electronic mitigation to eliminate wheel hop. And take a look at the tire smoke in this video. There's some numbers embedded in there. We think it says 13.5 equals 575 at 500, but it's hard to read the numbers, and we have no idea what they mean. We need your help on this one. You know, Carlos Ghosn sure is a busy man. He's the chairman and CEO of Nissan and Renault, and he just added chairman of Mitsubishi to his title. Everyone always wondered how he could manage two car companies, much less three of them. So now Ghosn will lighten his load a little, and he's resigning as CEO of Nissan. The idea is to devote more time to managing the alliance. Hiroto Saikawa, who's currently Nissan's co-CEO, will take over fully for that role starting April 1st. However, he still reports to Ghosn. And in other executive news, and this is really sad news, Volkswagen executive Oliver Schmidt is scheduled to appear in court today. Fans of Autoline After Hours will remember that we had him on the show a couple of times. He was arrested last month while vacationing in Florida because he is accused of playing a major role in covering up the company's diesel emissions scandal. You know, we really like Oliver, and we hate to see him embroiled in the scandal, but we're going to await the results of his trial before we draw any conclusions about what he did. Anyway, that wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.